Welcome to this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. Enjoy today's message. May you experience the presence of our Father, and may you grow deeper in your relationship with Him.
Now when Jesus came, He found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Console means to comfort. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met Him, but Mary remained seated in the house. And Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha said to Him, "I know that he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life." Just make a quick note there. The hope for this country is not a different president, amen. I am the resurrection and the life. "Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to Him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, "The teacher is here and he's calling for you." Remember, Mary remained in the house. And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to Him. Now Jesus has not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met Him. And when the Jews When the Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw that Mary rose quickly to go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw Him, she fell at His feet, saying to Him, "Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, He was deeply moved in His spirit and greatly troubled. Hy was omgekrap. Alright? The indication of that text, if you study it, shows that Jesus was very deeply and emotionally moved and afflicted. It was real. Alright? And He said, "Where have you laid Him?" He doesn't even answer the question. The question was, if you were here, He would not have died. He's emotional. He says, "Where have you laid Him?" And they said to Him, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus wept. And so the Jews said, "See how He loved Him." But some of them said, "Could He not, who opened the eyes of the blind, also have kept this man from dying?" I'm just skipping a few verses. And then it says, when He had said these things, He cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." And the man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips. That is not a nice picture. The mummy returns, okay? He's coming out, he's bound up, whole body, probably moving like something like this. All right. No stretcher back then. He had to walk. Everyone was happy. And His face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to Him, "Unfold him and let him go." Father, I want to thank You for Your word that is so beautiful and sufficient. Thank You that You've preserved through the ages the scriptures for us to read and to feast on. And it's like a buffet that never gets empty. It's just more. There's a lifelong supply of life in Your word, and we just tap into that tonight, Lord. Speak to us and reveal to us, Lord, what You want us to do personally, with the circumstances in our lives, in this church, in this town, and in this country, speak to us. And everyone says, amen. I want you to do quickly a quick exercise. Just turn to someone, not your wife or husband, if you can, and ask them, what is your favorite dish? And maybe ask them, what do you like more, tea or coffee? Let's take a minute for that. Okay, cool. I've heard pizza. I'm cool with that. I've heard hamburgers. I'm cool with that. I've also heard afval. Jy moet buite gaan wag. Okay. I wanna start by making a statement which seems obvious, and then I want tonight to even shed a brighter light on that, if that's okay. I wanna start by saying that it's very important for us in every church and every believer to look very carefully at the life Jesus lived and the words Jesus spoke. That's a statement. It's an obvious statement. Amen? It's very important for us to look carefully, like with a magnifying glass, at the life and the words of Jesus. Just want to drop it, and then I want to carry on with a sermon, and almost at the end want us to get back to this. Now, let me start on another station that'll get us there. I'll make another statement, then I'll explain. The word of a person is the clarification of who he is. That's my statement. Okay? The word of a person reveals who that person is. Let me give you an example. Boss Hum. All right. Hum plays the drums on stage, right? Can I just ask, who has seen Hum before but have never engaged in a conversation with him? There's a few. Okay, cool. Right. Now, is it true that there's some things about Hum that you actually can assume? He likes music. Would that be right? Okay. And he plays drums. It gives us some sense of who he is, right? But if you really want to know him, if you want to know the man behind the drums, ask him something like, why do you play drums? When was the first time you played? Were you scared? Was it easy? Let's do it. When was the first time you played drums in a church? 2011. First time ever. I didn't know that. First time, were you a bit intimidated by the task? Very. Yeah. I didn't prep this with him. I didn't know this. How can I know more about him? I ask him, he speaks a word, or two, or three, or four. I know now, 2011, first time, and you were intimidated. You see, the word of a person reveals who he is. It's simple, right? Make sense? So you want to have Hanu over, we all know he loves to eat pancakes, sweet things. You want to invite him over to your home. But now you worry the whole week. Should you make him chicken or should you make him steak? What do you do? What would you love to eat? Chicken or steak?
Steak, definitely.
Steak, okay. You ask him, he speaks words, and now you know. So we all have this fight, us guys, we don't understand it. You spend the whole weekend, in fact, you maybe go on holiday with your wife, you get back home, you figure out something is wrong, and then she says the same thing every month or two, you might speak about this. You never talk with me. Like, how can you say never talk? I just told you, go get me a sandwich. It's like... Must I repeat my words? You see, it's a legitimate claim because it's our words that reveals who we are. Are you with me? When couples don't talk anymore, you've got problems. When I stop talking with him, I've got a problem. Amen? You see, our words reveal who we are. Check this out. In the beginning was the Word. Who's that? Jesus. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then He spoke onto earth, and His Word became flesh and it dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. You cannot know a person deeply and really without their words. You cannot know God without Jesus. Jesus. He is God's Word. You can know things about Him. He's engaged to Lorica. They're getting married. That's amazing. But you don't know Him without engaging with His words. You can know things about God. You can know a lot of things about God. You can know what He likes and dislikes. You can know, you can read in Exodus, He hates murder. That's something about God, right? That's some information. You know He hates sin. He says, don't lie. You know stuff about Him. But until His Word walked on earth, we never knew what He would do if He would find a prostitute on the ground. We never knew. We knew He didn't want her to sin. That would hurt Him. But how would He throw the stone and just stop the sin? Boom, instantly. We never knew until He came. Even the Jews didn't know. They wanted to kill the woman. And so the Word happened. Don't sin anymore. You cannot know a person without their Word. You cannot know God without Jesus. He is the Word. Are you with me? A skeptic may say, oh, you're amazing religion. By the way, that word, the Word became flesh, the Word is logos, which comes from logic. So someone might say, explain your faith to me. Here's a whiteboard, here's a pen. Right, explain it to me. Give me the logic. Now, if you ask me something, give me the logic of putting 95 into my vehicle or diesel. Why do you put 95 petrol in? You could take a whiteboard and write it. Are you with me? Because the logic is captured in the science. But what if the logic is not captured in words, but in a person? You have to study the person. You have to know him. And that's what God did. He sent a person. His Word is perfectly shown through Christ. That's His logic. Look at Jesus. There's no other way. I am the bread of life. I am the Lamb of God. I am the living waters. Everyone wants to answer. It's me. It's me. Always comes back to Him. Who knows? If someone knows this, someone would maybe know this lady's story. Maybe not recognize her face, but who's heard this name before? Who's read her story? Something about a lady caught in an alley was assaulted by a criminal. No one? This lady, what happened is, and I'm going to just link with what you preached last week. I know. I just feel God is moving us there. A criminal assaulted this woman in an alley with a knife. And she cried out. She said, "He's stabbing me." Sorry for the detail, but it's a true story. You can go and check it out. And as she was shouting, you know, when you scream in a situation like that, it's really a scream that comes from deep. And sometimes a man sounds like a woman and a woman sounds like a man because you've never entered that part of your vocal system before. It's just utter stress. And she shouted. And so the lights came on of apartments around the alley and people looked out of the windows. And then as the lights went on, the criminal ran away. Just made some distance. But no one came down. Not one person came down. You know what happened? Criminal went back. Killed this woman. That's what happened in that alley. Not one man was willing to come down from the comfort of the apartment into the dark alley for fear of their life. But the Word became flesh and dwelt here. And if you go down that alley as a man, you might die, you might not. For Jesus to come down, his destiny was final. He would definitely die. No doubt. Came down in the alley. And he found me there and you. Isn't that amazing? Sure, he's amazing. Now, let's do this again. What am I doing here? I'm asking you, how should we respond in a time like this? And I'm saying we can only look at Christ. And I'm going to show you one example. There's hundreds. One example, and I want you to apply it in your life as vastly as you can. John 11:32, that's a scripture we started with. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died." And when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. Just repeating that verse. And Jesus wept. And Jesus wept. Why did he cry? In a short space of time, I don't know how long it was before he actually said, "Lazarus, come." Maybe an hour, maybe 10 minutes. I don't know how far the distance was between the place where they were speaking and the tomb when they went to show him. But there's two things. Christ comes to this typical situation of weeping and this difficult situation that a lot of us might be in right now, but he comes with at least one very important thing. He comes with the foreknowledge of what he would do in 10 minutes or an hour. Are you with me? He knows he's going to call Lazarus and Lazarus will rise. He knows it. But he cries and he's deeply moved. Why? What would happen if I came there? "Don't worry, guys. I got this. Kill the lamb. We're going to have a party tonight. I've arrived. Everything is sorted. Chill." Not Jesus. Why? Because the Word became flesh, he's in the alley, and he will not remove himself from human suffering, even if it would stop in 10 minutes. He will not unplug because he is perfect love. He will plug in. He knows he's going to rise. He knows the cancer is going away. He knows what's going to happen. He will not exclude himself from the mourning that is true to that person for that 10 minutes or 5 minutes. He is there and he is also weeping. Plugged in. Isn't that amazing? The Word became flesh. Who is God? Who is this God? That's who He is. He's plugged in. He's not plugged out. He's not checked out. He is there. What is going on in your life right now? He is plugged in. He knows it's going to be okay one day. He knows it's going to take you and redeem you. You're going to have a new body. There'll be no more pain, no more cancer, no more weak shoulder. It will be gone. He knows the day is coming. But until then, He is plugged in. And He weeps with you. And He mourns with me. Isn't that amazing? We might say, as people, just cheer up. It's going to be okay, man. And it's great. We must have a joy of God. Don't misunderstand me. There's nothing that brings greater joy than knowing Jesus. But He's asking us to plug in to the mourning of the people around us. Is it okay to cry? Who's the most mature person to ever walk the face of this earth? Jesus. He didn't shed a tear. He wept. Mature believers is not only allowed to be emotional and moved. We should be, because He was. God is moved. That's the God we serve. He plugs in. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh, vulnerable, comes down to the alley, saves all of us, and then He gets killed. Isn't that amazing? So what's His Word to us today? Where do we want to land this today? Don't plug out of the place where you are right now. Don't run. This country, God sends people all over the world. I'm not talking to anyone specifically. We've got some people that God will send internationally soon. Here's the thing. This country might get better today. It might get better in a month or 5 years or 10 years. God, all I'm saying, if it does not, don't plug out. Plug in. Weep. Pray. If God sends you, go. If not, stay at the place where you are working with a pain. Stay. He came, He plugged in. You are not called to run from pain and difficult circumstances. You are called to get in the alley and save a woman. And maybe it costs you a life, maybe not. Let's make a change in our minds. This town economically might have a great future in the next year. Maybe times of relief will only come in 5 years. If God has placed you here, don't plug yourself out. Plug in. Are you with me? What would God say to you today in this country? Plug in. Get to the people. Get your arms around them and weep if you have to. Don't plug out. He's here. That's what He would do. When some people run away, Jesus runs in. Run with Him. Ask Him to give you courage to live in life where you're not scared to get your hands dirty. So we can change this town, this country, and the world. Amen, guys? Let's stand up. Stand up. I want you to take just a moment. If you don't mind, just to maybe close your eyes so that there's no distractions, you see no one moving. And I want to ask you this question. if you were to live in an apartment on the third floor, imaginary apartment, if you're breathing today and you open your ears, you'll hear the screams of people, help. Even if they say, I'm okay, you'll hear the help. Are you with me? Get out of your apartment. Get into the alley where it's dark. Don't worry about how it looks. When you get there, God will be there. That's where this church belongs. It's in the alley. We will not be separated from the pain of this town. We will deal with it being uncomfortable, but we'll engage with it. Amen. Where has God placed you? So open the window of your apartment so you can hear clearly and so that you can move. And so, Lord, I want to just thank you for not a holiday cruise ship that's sailing in Secunda, but a battleship armed, ready to defend, to protect, to take land for Jesus, to shelter the broken, to help those who cannot fend for themselves. You have called us to a great calling, which means we have to lay down our lives just like our King who came down. So I just want to minister to a few people right now. And I just don't want to rush this moment of ministry. And just for respect, if I can just ask everyone just to keep their eyes closed. But I want to ask you, if you are feeling like the person in the alley, surrounded by stuff that intimidates you, and you feel like you're at breaking point and no one is seeing, no one is understanding, I want to pray for you tonight, because I'm telling you what, He is there with you. And I pray that soon God will send reinforcements, people to be there with you as well. And if you feel a bit intimidated or a bit alone or a bit fragile, I quickly want you just to raise your hand up very high and say, that's me, Lord. I feel a bit like that. I feel like I'm shouting and no one is hearing. And Lord, you just minister to them right now. You just touch every person with their hands up. You just show them that you are with them. Because when they call, you always come. And Holy Spirit, you never leave them. In fact, you're always with them. The Paracletos, the one who walks with them, you are with them in the alley. But right now, I pray for reinforcements, for people to lift their hands, to go and cover them in the dark place. I pray for real friends, deep friendships to come into realization now, Lord. As you lift these people up, Lord, and your word to them tonight is that you are there with them right now, plugged in. You guys can lower your hand. Thank you, Lord. Just give them peace right now, Lord. Let it flow. And then I want all of us to pray together and just make a commitment again to get out of our homes into the alley. Amen, guys. Can we do that? Let's just pray together as a declaration. Lord Jesus, I stand before you tonight. I'm ready to move, Lord. My window is open. I can move to the left or to the right. But when I hear, when the Spirit speaks, I will get out to where it's dark and unsafe, because you are with me and in me, and I will conquer. Jesus, I lay down my life for the saving of others. Give me courage.